Hello and welcome to the Music Corner podcast. My name is Florentin and this is episode number 15. Well, this week the world lost one of the greatest musicians of the 20th and 21st century, the great drummer from Canada, Neil Peart, passed away at 67 years old. He was a longtime member of the band Rush and one of the most acclaimed, most recognized drummer of our time. He battled brain cancer for 2 or 3 years and his body finally gave up and he passed away earlier this week. His personal life was quite a struggle, especially during the last years. He lost a daughter in a car crash on her way to college. He lost his first wife to cancer as well. And at that time, I think it was right before the year 2000, he left the band for a while, got on his motorcycle, and just rode around the country trying to find balance inside, trying to find himself again, and trying to make sense of everything that had just happened. He did return a little bit later and played again with the band. But his life was characterized by quite a lot of struggles, quite a few struggles and difficulties. He was also a very quiet person, did not do a lot of interviews, was not the most outgoing person, you know, after the concerts when you have the meet the artist moment. Out of the three members of the band Rush, one would usually just meet two of them, because Neil was nowhere to be found. So he was a very quiet, kind of an introvert person. He was not only a very talented drummer and musician, but he was also a very talented lyricist, a poet. He wrote many of the lyrics for the band, and many of his lyrics are quoted outside of the world of music. One of the quotes I was reading last night as I was looking back at his life, and I don't remember it word for word, but I did post it on my social media. Neil Peart said once that you can surrender without a prayer, but you could never ever pray without surrender. You can fight without ever winning, but you could never ever win without a fight. So that's a direct quote from Neil Peart. His lyrics were always very deep and meaningful, and even if you take the music away, there's a lot left there. So just a great musician, a great drummer, a great human being all around. And the world of music is really hurting tonight and this week to lose such a great man. To be entirely honest, I wasn't very familiar with the band Rush or with Neil Peart throughout the years. I'm not a drummer and I do listen to rock music, but I did not listen to a lot of music by Rush. I did listen to a lot of his playing in the last couple of days since I learned about his passing. If there's anything that you want to watch on YouTube or online, the very first thing I would encourage you to watch, I forget the exact title on YouTube, but it's a jazz tune actually. He plays with a jazz band, and he's the drummer. It's just incredible stuff. It's incredible to see a rock drummer play with a jazz band in a different genre and play so well and be able to switch between the genres with the accents and the fill-ins. And the soloing is just incredible. He was definitely a virtuoso of our time, and will be remembered for sure for many years to come. I just wanted to take a few minutes to record a short tribute to a great man, a great musician, a great human being, and I'm sure he'll be remembered for many, many years by musicians and by people everywhere. Well, thank you for listening to my short podcast today. Again, my name is Florentin. And if you want to get in touch with me, the best way is through my website. That's florentintishe.com. FLORENTINTISE.com. And there you can see different ways in which you can get in contact with me, as well as my social media channels that you can find me. Well, thank you for listening. Have a great weekend. It's Saturday. It's snowing really hard over here in Chicago. I hope that you get better weather where you are. It's really cold and snowing very hard over here. I do hope you have a nice weekend. Enjoy time with your family and friends. If you're a musician, take some time to practice your instrument. I practiced quite a bit today. I recorded 3 songs already and practiced quite a bit, so I feel good about that. Feeling sad for the loss of such a great musician. And if you get a chance this weekend, just take some time to read about him or listen to a couple of songs. And I hope that many of us will learn from his example and live a life that others can gladly follow, an example that others can gladly follow. Well, thanks for listening to my podcast. Have a great weekend. See you next time. Bye-bye now.